Hello, everyone. Annette Nada here, and welcome back to another episode of A Course in Miracles with Annette Nada. Today, we're on What is the Ego? And we're on Lesson 333. What is the ego? The ego is idolatry, the sign of limited and separated self, born in a body, doomed to suffer and to end its life in death. It is the will that sees the will of God as enemy and takes a form in which it is denied. The ego is the proof that strength is weak and love is fearful. Life is really death, and what opposes God alone is true.
The ego is insane. In fear, it stands beyond the everywhere, apart from all, in separation from the infinite. In its insanity, it thinks it has become a victor over God Himself, and in its terrible autonomy, it sees the will of God has been destroyed. It dreams of punishment and trembles at the figures in its dreams, its enemies who seek to murder it before it can ensure its safety by attacking them.
The Son of God is egoless. What can he know of madness and the death of God when he abides in him? What can he know of sorrow and of suffering when he lives in eternal joy? What can he know of fear and of punishment, of sin and guilt, of hatred and attack, when all there is surrounding him is everlasting peace, forever conflict-free and undisturbed, in deepest silence and tranquility?
To know reality is not to know the ego and its thoughts, its works, its acts, its laws and its beliefs, its dreams, its hopes, its plans for its salvation, and the cost belief in it entails. In suffering, the price for faith in it is so immense that crucifixion of the Son of God is offered daily at its darkened shrine, and blood must flow before the altar where its sickly followers prepare its feast of death.
Yet will one lily of forgiveness change the darkness into light, the altar to illusions to the shrine of life itself, and peace will be restored forever to the holy minds which God created as his Son, his dwelling place, his joy, his love, completely his, completely one with him. What is the ego?
Lesson 333. Forgiveness ends the dream of conflict here. Conflict must be resolved. It cannot be evaded, set aside, denied, disguised, seen somewhere else, called by another name, or hidden by deceit of any kind if it would be escaped. It must be seen exactly as it is, where it is thought to be, in the reality which has been given it, and with the purpose that the mind accorded it. For only then are its defenses lifted, and the truth can shine upon it as it disappears.
Father, forgiveness is the light you chose to shine away all conflict and all doubt, and light the way for our return to you. No light but this can end our evil dreams. No light but this can save the world. For this alone will never fail in anything, being your gift to your beloved Son. Lesson 333, forgiveness ends the dream of conflict here.
And kind of like I started yesterday, I would like to say self-forgiveness ends the conflict here, because we think of forgiveness as something that it's not. And even though we've had what is forgiveness and we've had all these lessons, we can still kind of get into this thing of forgiveness and maybe have some struggle with it. But when we say all forgiveness is self-forgiveness, forgiveness is seeing ourselves as God sees us, then self-forgiveness ends the dream of conflict here. So yesterday, if you maybe we could just spend a little time with what is the ego before we talk about today's lesson.
Okay. Yesterday, I like the sound of that.
Well, yesterday we talked, I had asked if maybe we could start with, you know, just maybe going through a paragraph or two. I think it's quite interesting, the verbiage here. And so,
what specifically?
Let's start with paragraph one. So the ego is idolatry. What does idolatry mean to you?
When I think of the word idolatry, it conjures up this image of something, a person, or a thing that I would say I love more than capital L love. That I think that thing or person is going to keep me safe, maybe on a physical level or an emotional one, maybe a spiritual one. That if I have this thing or this person in my life, then that's the only way I'm going to feel peace.
You know, in the CE edition, there's a glossary at the end that I really, really appreciate. I love the CE edition. They don't have the word idolatry, but they have the word idol.
Would you like to read that for us?
I would. So an idol is a false god, according to the CE, a false god that we worship and look to for salvation. Really just what you just said. In place of the true God and our own true divinity. The term refers mainly to an external thing, activity, body, or rite that we think will save us and make us complete. An important secondary meaning is the image we hold of ourselves. The Course calls our self-images graven images, a biblical term for idols. So when you think of the ego is idolatry, it's something we worship and look to for our salvation. Now, I could talk like for 3 hours probably about this with all the experiences that I've had with people that come from either a, you know, coming from a different spiritual background or maybe coming from a science background or psychology background, and they don't have the Course knowledge in them yet. Or maybe they're not interested in A Course in Miracles, but A Course in Miracles, to me, somehow we really won't remember who we truly are until we can understand the meaning of the ego that A Course in Miracles teaches. Does that mean that you can only find this in A Course in Miracles? No. I'm not saying that A Course in Miracles, you have A Course in Miracles or you can't get it. Not saying that. But what I am saying is we all will, because the Course says we can't fail in this, we all will come to this understanding of the ego that is not too prevalent in our world today. And what I've heard in various forms is that, well, we need the ego to survive. We need a strong ego. I've heard that. What will we do? How will we make a living? How will we deal with life if we don't have an ego? We need that strong ego in order to keep us safe. And that's why all of those and all the different variations of that, that is the idolatry that this is talking about right here. We believe, and really even in spiritual circles, we've had A Course in Miracles groups where people come and they attend, and we don't have one now, but they would come and attend A Course in Miracles group trying to convince everyone in A Course in Miracles group that, yes, indeed, we need the ego.
And a lot of times, right after we did a section
many times, it was like we would have a discussion or we would be teaching that, you know, that there's the ego thought system and it is not real. And right after
it is not your friend.
It is not your friend, and we need to let it go. That's what we're learning to let go. And immediately, I mean, before the end of the meeting, I mean, I can't remember a time when this didn't happen. Someone would come up, oh, yes, but, you know, when you're little, you need an ego. Or how would I go to work if I don't have an ego? Or I just make a friend to my ego. I've heard that over and over again. Oh, I just make friends with my ego. Guys, none of that is true. And if you can just lay those all aside for a while, you'll understand why it's not true. We can't, like what the Course says, we can't be in fear and love at the same time. We can't have one foot in the world with all the conflict and strife and all of that, and the other foot in love. We can't. And so I don't know why we want to just hold on to this thought, this idea that we need to keep our ego, kind of keep it in the back pocket in just in case we need it sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. And this is what my first Course in Miracles teacher taught me. And I didn't really understand it at first, but I do understand it now. He said, anything you do with the ego thought system, you can also do with the Holy Spirit thought system. Anything. It doesn't matter what it is. So, you know, you can go to work and you can come be coming from the ego thought system, or you can be coming from the Holy Spirit thought system. You can drive your car. You can earn a living. You can raise children. You can be a child. You can, I mean, every single iteration of being in the ego thought system, you can do from the Holy Spirit thought system. And as Course of Miracles students, we need to be willing to let the ego thought system go. If we're going to come to a group or listen to our podcast and think, well, yeah, okay, I understand the Holy Spirit thought system, but I kind of really want to hold on to that ego thought system because how will I make a living if I don't? That's not true. That's not true. And what this is saying is the ego is something, it's a false god that we worship. It is not our friend, and yet we look to it for salvation.
Mm-hmm. And that's the ego.
That's the ego. So I know I went on a long tangent there, but...
Well, I think it's a very good tangent because... We spin ourselves in circles. So we have this ego thought system, but would I ever lay that aside? You know, when we're told, when will you put down these sharp edged children's toys? But it's like, oh, I'll keep the sharp edged children's toys in the top shelf of the closet, so I can't really reach them unless I get a stepladder. And that's kind of inconvenient, so I won't do that much, but I'm still going to leave them up there. Or, you know, it can be kind of like an addict who has their stashes, and it's like the just in case. And that's where we're all addicted to the ego thought system because we just keep going back to it. It doesn't do anything for us and it just keeps on. That's a driving force in our lives.
And we keep making excuses in all the various forms of why we need it. We never need our ego thought system.
Well, I think there's so much truth to what you said about how we can go to work in our ego, or we can go to work from our Holy Spirit thought system.
We can do our healing work from our ego, or because this is what I think is so interesting later on down in here. It says like we can it means to me that we can do our healing work even from the ego thought system. And will we start feeling a little better? Yes, I think we will. But we're never going to truly be healed until we let the ego go and come from the Holy Spirit thought system.
Well, I think just like there's this misunderstanding of, you need conflict. You don't. I think that's what this lesson today is all about, right? Is you have to shine the light of truth on conflict. You can't deny it. You can't hide, minimize, or deny it. But you have to shine the light of love on it so it can be healed. But you don't stay in the conflict. You don't fight it out. And so with that same misunderstanding about, we all need conflict, there seems to be also this misunderstanding of we need our ego. Now, I've, in addition to what you have seen of the, you need your ego stuff, I've also, part of that misunderstanding, I think, stems from people think you can't enjoy anything in the world then if you're not coming from your ego. Oh, I can't watch any like mystery shows or whatever if I'm in my ego. I can't really enjoy creating music if I'm trying not to come from my ego. We think that any worldly joy then now is going to be taken away. So then we have to keep the ego around so we can enjoy the worldly stuff every now and then. And then we just kind of go back and forth when you can watch a movie from the Holy Spirit or the ego thought system. You can sing a song from the Holy Spirit or the ego thought system.
You can play golf from the ego thought system or the Holy Spirit thought system.
Exactly.
You can drive your car to, you know, California to New York, down to Florida and back here to Colorado, and you can be in your Holy Spirit thought system the entire time.
I think that's such an important point, because if we're, and this is written throughout the A Course in Miracles, is that we really believe that if we were to give up the ego thought system, we would be losing something very valuable.
And that is the definition of the ego thought system.
And so we have to really understand that when we're giving up the ego thought system, we actually only gain. Going on a trip from a loving space is actually way more fun and enjoyable than an ego one.
Right. And, you know, yesterday you really brought, I guess you were kind of pondering on day one of this about, like, we didn't really talk about conflict in this bigger picture way, I guess you would say, like the conflict of seeing ourselves as love or coming from the fear space and seeing ourselves as what is not true. And when you go to lesson 333 for today, what it is telling us is that this conflict in our seeing, you know, whether we see from the ego thought system or we have vision from the Holy Spirit thought system, and in one moment we might see ourselves in from the ego thought system, and another moment we might have vision from the Holy Spirit thoughts, and we kind of go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And then we're learning, like, then we'll find out, gosh, you know, I'm spending more time seeing as God sees. And it's just, that's the journey to remembering who we are. But what this lesson is saying to us is the conflict must be resolved. Another way that I think that we could say that same sentence is, you must let go of your ego thought system. You must not keep it in the top drawer just in case you need it.
Mm-hmm.
You must not think, well, I can do everything else, but I'm really going to need my ego thought system when I go shopping today.
Oh, I better hang on to it. What if I have a bad day and need it?
Yeah, that's not what this is saying.
What if I have to fight it out? What if my boss comes in and accuses me of something I didn't do? I got to have it with me, ready to go just in case.
And we can live our lives from the Holy Spirit thought system. So here, this conflict must be resolved. It can't be evaded. We're never going to remember who we truly are if we're going to stay and keep that ego thought system in our back pocket. We're not. And thinking that you can keep the ego thought system in your back pocket can't be evaded, can't be set aside, can't be denied, disguised, seen somewhere else, called by another name, or hidden by deceiver of any kind. It's just not going to work.
But that the ego thought system isn't like some boogeyman. So I'm going to preface what I'm going to say with this. And so it's not like the ego thought system. Well, the ego thought system's main thing is, you might need me. You might need me. You got to keep me around. You never know. And that's what the ego thought system does over and over. You might need me. And so we have to get out, like you're saying, that out of this mindset of we don't need the ego. It actually keeps us stuck. It actually keeps us lower in our consciousness than actually who we can be, because we always want to go back. We always think, oh, I need to go back. Actually, there's going to be a time I need to go back.
What I would like to say is to anyone who is doing healing work, because we've talked about that so much on our podcast, is if you're doing your healing work from your ego thought system, you'll never be truly healed.
That could be hard to hear.
I know it. I don't say it lightly, and I didn't say it until lesson 333. But it's the truth.
It is the truth.
You might get some, because, and I'm just saying this because I know this myself.
Mm-hmm.
The healing work that I've done, and when I when I keep my ego in my back pocket. It doesn't mean that I don't have some relief. It doesn't mean that I don't start feeling a little better. But it's nothing compared to the healing that I've done when I allow the Holy Spirit thought system. It's nothing.
You got to throw it in the garbage.
And I will say is I'm still in this space where I go from ego thought system to Holy Spirit thought system, ego thought system to Holy Spirit thought. That's where I live. But just because I live there doesn't mean somebody else has to live there. And I'm.
You're nothing like you used to be.
See, that's the thing is I
give
know.
Give yourself some credit.
Well, I know that I'm having this experience of living more from the ego thought system. I feel
less.
That in my more or less in my ego thought system, more in the Holy Spirit thought system. I know I know what it feels like to just live 24/7 in the ego thought system. I know what it feels like to allow the Holy Spirit to just kind of come in just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit until it's more. And it feels so much better when we're coming from the Holy Spirit thought system because number one, we're not alone. Number one, we know that we have a counselor, a guide, a teacher, a friend who's right there with us. And he and we have that when we're in the ego thought system, we just don't recognize it. Right. And so we have that guidance coming in. So that's a lot, I know. But I didn't want us to go too many days in the what is the ego without this conversation of...
You don't need it.
We don't need to hang on to the ego thought system. We didn't need it when we were little. We don't need it now. We can go to work with the Holy Spirit thought system. And if we would just allow this to be, we could see for ourselves how different the experience is.
I just want to read the last paragraph because this goes with it. Yet will one lily of forgiveness, last paragraph of what is the ego? Yet will one lily of forgiveness change the darkness into light, the altar to illusions, to the shrine of life itself, and peace will be restored forever to the holy minds which God created as his son, his dwelling place, his joy, his love, completely his, completely one with him. So we have all that going for us, and we're going to then try to say, I still need my ego.
Now I know if we were sitting in a group, we would finish this and someone would come up to us and say, oh, but I really needed my ego when I did XYZ. So if you're thinking that, okay, we'll have an imaginary conversation right now. Come up to me and say that. I'm listening. And I'm going to say, no, you did not need your ego thought system. You did not. And if you made it through that situation that was really hard, that you think you needed your ego thought system, it was really because love was coming in and you didn't realize it. Maybe giving you more strength than you've ever had before. Maybe giving you words that you didn't have before. And that's what we have to start acknowledging. That love has been here with us all along. But yet we thought we needed the ego thought system. Have a wonderful day. Practicing lesson 333. Forgiveness, which all forgiveness is self-forgiveness, ends the dream of conflict here. See you tomorrow.
See you then.